Jesus speaks the parable about the necessity to pray always in the gospel today without becoming weary. Without becoming weary, that's the thing to underline perhaps. So many people don't pray because if and when they did, they didn't receive exactly what they wanted right away, or it took, or they prayed several times and still didn't get what they asked for. They didn't have this perseverance in prayer. They didn't have this trust in the goodness of God, that He has a reason for not giving them exactly what they asked for immediately. They didn't think that it takes time to acquire certain great graces and virtues, and it takes perseverance to trust in the goodness of God, that He is listening to us, and He wants to strengthen our faith. And of course, prayer requires a strong faith, a faith that God is listening to us, that He cares about us, and that He will answer our prayer. This requires that strong faith, and that's what our Lord ends up with the gospel saying. But when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on earth? And even us religious can have a faith that is not strong enough, not firm enough to pray always, to pray with this strong trust in God. And we have to exercise that faith. And our Lord is saying that we can do that by praying always, not praying just when we need things desperately, but by praying always and having that intimate, continual relationship with God of prayer, not always asking for things, but frequently asking for things, and other than that, just striving to deepen our union with our Lord. And our Lord promises to always provide for all that we need. If we establish the kingdom of God within us, we will have everything else besides, as our Lord says. So we must pray always without becoming weary, knowing that God will answer us speedily when the time is necessary, when we have learned to trust, when we have learned to be humble in our prayers, when we have learned to get rid of the obstacles that may prevent us from receiving from God right away what we need, any attachments to sin, any lack of relinquishing the things of this world that prevent us from a closer union with God. We need to get ourselves right, our moral life, our prayer life, our spiritual life right, our willingness to serve God totally, and then we will have all things besides. So we need to deepen our spiritual life as well in order to deepen our prayer life, and so this requires this strong faith and a complete commitment to a life of prayer.
Misericordia.